Network presents Eddie Condon's 25th Jazz Concert. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kids and hot fans all over America. And good morning or good evening, wherever you are, to all you servicemen and women listening to this program. Well, today's a big day for Eddie and the boys, because this afternoon at 5:30 New York time, Eddie and 30 of the greatest hot musicians of our time will stage their second concert up at Carnegie Hall. Our opener today was Walter Donaldson's classic, My Blue Heaven. And the all-Carnegie orchestra that played it for you included Mr. Gene Schrader at the Steinway. At the drums, the old professor, George Wetling. At that bassie, Bob Casey. Our little trumpeter, who's got a special thing in mind for Carnegie at 5:30 this afternoon, Billy Buttercup Butterfield. And who else could play the baritone like that? Why, it must be Senor Ernie Caceres. Man on trombone today is Lou McGarity of the United States Navy, and Lou's appearance here is through the courtesy of the United States Naval Training School up in the Bronx, New York, and the commanding officer of that station whom we love, Captain William Amsden. Our Philharmonic clarinetist is naturally the Carnegie Commando, Pee-wee Russell. And our conductor, Mr. Eddie Condon.
Thank you, Fred Robbins. Here's a song that might be called obscure. However, there's no reflection on its quality. Red McKenzie's going to sing it for you now. Of all the songs that Red sings, this one is one of my favorites. It's called Through a Veil of Indifference.
Through a veil of indifference, I acknowledge your smile. And then a friend introduced us, and we spoke for a while. And when you said you were married, I kept playing my part. I remarked, it is better so. Then you left, and I watched you go. Through a veil of indifference that hid my aching heart. Introduced us, and we spoke for a while. And when you said you were married, I kept playing my part. I remarked, it is better so. Then you left, and I watched you go. Through a veil of indifference that hid my aching heart.
Just Stacy's here today. Jess is going to play a song we've never had on this program before. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's anything new. You've undoubtedly heard this one every way, including from a submarine. But as usual, Jess's approach is newly minted. He's going to play After You've Gone. Take it, Jess. You can see that Jess is in shape for Carnegie this afternoon. Peavy brought a new reed for his mouthpiece today. We're going to test it out any minute now. Peavy plays that latest ballad that he wrote himself. Jess Stacy, Bob Casey at the bass, and George Welling at the drums are going to give Peavy an assist on this. Peavy, take it. Thank you. have Milky Spaniel with us again today. Muggsy has with him that special attachment which he refers to as his cocktail unit. By that he means some indescribable invention that he uses over the bell of the horn. Muggsy is going to play the Riverside Blues. You want two beats on this, Muggsy? One, two, boom. Gene Schrader on the piano this time. Here comes that cocktail unit. Part of the program which is always pleasant for me, because right at this point I introduce Lee Wiley. The song Lee sings today was selected by you. I'm talking about your letters that have demanded that Lee repeats the song she sang on this program a month or so ago. It's called Wherever There's Love.
Shall hear some pearls of wisdom in your ear, words that aren't a rarity, but meant in all sincerity. For your approval, I submit the following to it. wherever there's smoke, there's a fire. Wherever there's hymns, there's a choir. Wherever there's babies, there's one lullaby. Wherever there's love, there's you.
Fred Robbins is going to narrate a little poem he just picked up over at another station.
Oh, yeah? We got something about next week, Eddie. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, Eddie's going to assemble a small jazz band. It's going to play some of those jazz band tunes you've been asking for in your letters. We're expecting little Maxie Kaminsky to drop in. So plan to tune us in next Saturday, same time, same Blue Network station. Now Eddie's got the Barefoot Gang together for an impromptu ensemble. All set, Ed?
Thank you, Fred Robbins. Jess, you want to start this? Take a couple. Here goes Gene Schrader. Dick Carey on the cornet. Stacy again. Gene Schrader. Jazz concerts are produced by Ernest Anderson and announced by Fred Robin.
This is the Blue Network.